This is Passport to Texas. After being part of the worst wildfire in Texas history, Bastrop State Park is open to the public. More than that, though, it has received a $25,000 grant to study the effects of wildland fire damage on historic structures. Our state park guy, Brian Frazier, has details.
Our wildland fire team with Texas Parks and Wildlife and the rest of the volunteers made a valiant effort to save all of the CCC-built structures except for one small overlook structure. And the National Park Service awarded a grant to Texas Parks and Wildlife of $25,000 to study the long-term effects of what wildland fire does or can do to these historic structures. We were only one of 11 recipients nationwide for this, and it'll serve as a model for other areas of the country that are either in wildfire zones or that have been affected by wildfire. Even though these structures were saved at Bastrop State Park, those flames came within feet of it, and so they want to really look and do a long-term study. Was there any damage maybe that we can't see right off the bat? And how can we use that information to help other places?
Thanks, Brian. That's our show for today with funding provided by Chevrolet, supporting outdoor recreation in Texas because there's life to be done. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.